We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Mem Beis. We left off in the middle of the Siman. We're on page 4. We're going to begin with reviewing a little bit what we said on the Mechaber yesterday to finish up the Mishnah Berurah. In the Mishnah Berurah, we're actually on the very last line of page Beis, Sivkotan Gimel. So the Mechaber had said that we don't say Asei Shabbat Chachol V'at Etzarech Labrios Ela L'mi Sha'ashah D'chukalo. We don't say to make your Shabbos like a weekday and don't have any extra food for Kavod Shabbos unless things are very exacting. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkotan Gimel, as we turn to page 4, Umayri kishe'en lo mashkonos lilvos aleihem. We're talking about a person who doesn't have any collaterals to give over to someone to get a loan. Ubelo mashkon ein yochol lahasig. And without a collateral, he's not able to get a loan. The ilav hachi, because if not so, he could get a loan. Tzarech lilvos kedesh lo levatel mitzvah oneg Shabbos. He would be required to take out a loan in order not to be mevatel the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos. Ukmo she'amru chazal, like chazal tell us, she'omra kodesh baruch hu, Hashem says, Bonai, my children, luvu alai vani pareya, borrow on me and I will pay back for you. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us clearly that there's an inyan in borrowing money in order to be mekayim in this mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. If you look in the Shaar HaTzion, in Sivkotan Yud Beis, he says, Kein Masham Me'agro, V'chein Kosav HaBach. And so too writes the Bach, Dim Yocho Lahasig Mimi Lulvos Tzarech Lulvos. If a person is able to find someone to borrow from, he must borrow from him. V'yivtach Bashem Shehu Yazrenu L'shalim Lo. And he has to trust in Hashem that Hashem will help him to pay it back. U'bateres Zekeinah Mashma De'lo Yilveh Elo Imkein Hu Meshar She'yelo Bamelufroa. The Ateres Zekeinah is Mashma that you should not borrow unless you evaluate that you will have a way to pay back. It appears that everything goes according to the situation at hand. If you look at note number 19, he writes, Ubir dvarav hagonav nisn karelitz, sha'af ledas hagra lohutr lo'odim lilvos elo kefi yachoto. Even the gra who says one is mechuyev to borrow money to be mekai in the midst of oneg Shabbos, it's only kefi yachoto, only according to what he'll be able to pay back. Aval osir lilvos kedei lechol kesuda shlomo b'shaito. A person can't borrow money in order to have a humongous suda like Shlomo HaMelech in his time and say, Hashem will take care of me. That's not going to work. V'hosef, and he adds on, shakol tolui b'midas b'tchono shel adam. It all depends on how much b'tachon a person has. U'kmo sh'amru, like they say, levu alai, borrow on me, v'haminu bi, and trust in me, v'ani pori, and I will pay back. V'habuteach b'kach b'muna shalema, a person who trusts in Hashem, the muna shalema, yochol lilvos afilu kedei suda shlomo b'shaitov. A person who really has a high level of bitachon, he can borrow to have a tremendous suda on Shabbos. U'bavad shegam b'shar inyonov hu bal madrega b'midas habitachon. As long as in other areas also he has a tremendous midah bitachon. You can't just have bitachon in spending money on Shabbos that Hashem will take care of you, but not in other areas. If a person's a real bal bitachon, then he can even borrow to have a suda of Shlomo HaMelech. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sivkotan Dalad. That's going on the last point that we said yesterday in the Mechaber on the top line of page 4. We said, Al Kain Tzarech Letzamsein B'Shayomim Kedei Lechaber HaShabbos. Even a person who's collecting money from Tzedakah, so he's getting the minimum from Tzedakah, he has to try to save up any other money he has in order to have Oneg Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkotan Dalad, Dibim Mizono Shel Shabbos V'Yom Tov. The rule is that when it comes to food for Shabbos and Yom Tov, in Mosif Mosifin Lo, if he adds on and spends extra money on that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds on money to his Cheshbon. U'kmo She'amru Chazal, like Chazal tell us, Kol Mizonosav Shel Odom Ketsuvin Lo Me'Rosh Hashanah V'Ad Rosh Hashanah. A person's parnasa for the year is set from one Rosh Hashanah to the next Rosh Hashanah. V'yesh Lizar Shelo Yosef Bahen Pen Kotzvu Lo Kolkach. Pen Lo Kotzvu Lo Kolkach. A person has to be careful not to spend too much money on himself during the year, because maybe he's going to run out by the end of the year, because maybe he wasn't allotted that much money. Chutz Mehotzo Shabbos V'Yom Tov V'Hotzos Bono V'Talmud Torah. Shin Mosef Mosifin Lo. The three exceptions that he brings out over here are money that is spent on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and money that is spent on sending his children to learn Torah. In those three cases, if a person adds on money, so more money will be added on to the cheshbon that he was supposed to make that year, it will not take away from the original cheshbon. If you look at note 21, he writes, V'chein kosav ha'gra b'ikarto. So to the gra writes in the letter that he sent to his wife, V'tichbar es ha'shabbos ma'od kasher ha'yolafona. You should honor the Shabbos a lot, like you did when I was there. V'al titzamtem klal. Don't be exacting at all, etc. So he told her that she should spend more money on Shabbos. However, this guarantee that it's not part of the cheshbon is only if you buy things that are actually for kavod Shabbos. But to buy things that are extra and above and beyond, Rav Yosef says, on those things there is no guarantee. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, continuing in Sivkot and Dalet. Lovin beribis letzarech suda Shabbos o sudas mitzvah. A person can borrow money with ribis, with interest, in order to have food for his suda Shabbos and for his sudas mitzvah. V'hainu me'eno Yehudi o me'Yisrael b'derech heter. However, this that we say that you should borrow money with ribis, that's only if you're borrowing it from a goy or from Yisrael b'derech heter. So there is no iser involved. If you look at note number 22, he says, U'bir ha'arach ha'shulchan, arach ha'shulchan explains, Shachidishu, what's the chidish? If you're allowed to do it, if you're doing it beheter, it's from a goy which you're allowed to do, or from a Jew in a mutadik way. So what's the big chidish that you could borrow money with ribis? It's not an iser. So the Aruch HaShulchan says the chidish is sheroi lasos kein letzarach mitzvah. In other words, that it's befitting to borrow money with ribis for the purposes of a mitzvah, even though when you borrow money with ribis, it's usually not recommended, because even if the ribis is not an iser, you're going to end up losing money. And therefore, it's not the recommended way, but for a sudas mitzvah, it is the recommended way. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav does say over here that, unlike the Mishnah Berurah, that Oneg Shabbos would override a Ribbis Midrabanan. Because the Mishnah Berurah is saying very clearly, the only Ribbis that we're recommending over here is a Ribbis that's 100% Mutter. But the Shulchan Aruch HaRav argues and says a Ribbis Midrabanan would be overridden by the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, and one should borrow even regular Ribbis Midrabanan, whatever that is exactly, in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayterim, Sholchu lo dvar machal sheyochlenu b'Shabbos. A friend sent you over some food that you should eat on Shabbos. Lo yochlenu b'chol. You shouldn't eat it during the week. Now, if you look at note 24, the very end of the right side of the page, the last two lines, v'davka im omar hanosein l'makabel sheyochlenu b'Shabbos. This is davka when someone brings something over for Shabbos and he says, I want you to eat it on Shabbos. We're in the second paragraph of note 24. Davka if the nosein says to the makabel that he should eat it on Shabbos. Avol im nosein lo b'stam, if he just stam gives him some food, the eish l'avram writes, shemutter l'ochlo b'yom chol, you are allowed to eat it during the week. V'afilu midas chasidus ein b'zeh. It's not even midas chasidus to have a dafka on Shabbos. Mishum shemistaber shedas ha-nosein hi sheyochol ha-makabel lasos im machal zekir tzono. Because we assume the das of the one who is giving it is that the makabel can do whatever he wants with it, and therefore there is no akpada. The only time there's akpada, if he specifies, I want you to eat this on Shabbos, then you have to eat it on Shabbos. Kein kosa b'sefer chasidim, that is brought down from the sefer chasidim back to the Mishnah Berurah. V'ayin l'kamo b'simen tof reish tadi dalet sif beiz, the das ha-shulchan aruch shom, the opinion of the shulchan aruch over there is, the ha'oni yochol l'shanos b'magvas purim l'mashi yirtza, that a person can change the collection from purim to use whatever he wants. After gavu l'tzarach purim, even though there was a collection made for Purim needs, once the ani gets the money, he can use the money for whatever he wants. He doesn't have to use it dafka what it was given to him for, that it was given for Purim. He can use it whatever he wants. Achein gam shom yesh machmirim bazeh. However, there are those who are machmir over there, like over here, that you have to use the dafka for Purim needs. Ayin batur shom. Now we go weiter in the mechaber. We are up to the first line by the period, mitakonas Ezra. On page 4, the top line, Mitakonas Ezra, Shiyu Mechabsim Begodim Bechamishi B'Shabbos Ibnei Kavod HaShabbos. There was a Takana of Ezra that clothing should be laundered on Thursday for Kavod Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkotan, hey, Hainu Kidei Shiyu Levanim L'Shabbos. The reason for this Takana of Ezra is so that a person should have clean clothing for Shabbos. Now if you look in the Shaar Tzion over here in Sivkotan Tazayin, he writes, so all the Achronim seem to write that the reason is so you should have clean clothing on Shabbos. The Zoh Etzma Takana, the Takana was to clean the clothing on Thursday so you have clean clothing for Shabbos. The Lo Kimagin Avram, unlike the opinion of the Magen Avram, the Mashma Mineh, where it's Mashma V'mim, the Ikra Takana Hoyo Shalol L'Chabes Be'er Shabbos. The Ikra Takana, according to the Magen Avram, was not that you should do laundry on Thursday. It's that you should bedavka not do laundry on Friday. So we'll see an afkamina in a second. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that the reason for the takon is so you should have clean clothes for Shabbos. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, avalo b'erev Shabbos, but you shouldn't do the cleaning of the clothing on Friday, kedei sheyu penuyin l'sasek b'tzarchei Shabbos. So you should be freed up to be busy with the other needs of Shabbos and not taking your whole day doing the laundry. Ulefize, according to this, Meaning, according to this understanding, that the reason why there's a takana, like we're saying in the Achronim, not like the Magen Avram, to bedafka wash the clothes on Thursday, tzarech lizor shlolelech b'choluk echad kama shabbosos. One should be careful not to wear the same garment for various shabbosos. Kedei shlolavor al takanos Ezra. In order not to go against the takana of Ezra, he should bedafka launder his clothing on Thursday. Now we are going to see a few very interesting notes that will answer any questions that anyone has. And they begin with note 25. We're going to go through a lot of the notes, and then we'll go weiter in the Ramah. Says note 25, V'davka begodim hasmuchim laguf. This din, that takana Ezra, that you should wash your clothing on Thursdays is davka by clothing that you wear close to your body, v'chein chultza, and so to a shirt. Shedarkom lehislachlech, because the derech of these articles of clothing is to get dirty. Umechabsim osam beofen kavu, and you always are washing these kinds of garments. Ava begodim el yona, but someone's suit, his outer garments, from this in Karel it says, she'ein chiyuv lechabsim, there is no chiyuv to launder them. Elo she'yu nikim umiyuchadim l'shabbos, they should just be clean and they should be designated for Shabbos. But this halacha says in this in Karel, it's of laundering the clothing, is dafka undergarments or shirts, things that normally get dirty. In note 26, he discusses the following shaila, ulechabsam b'leil shishi. So he said you should wash the clothing on Thursday. What about Thursday night? So Rav Nissen Karel, it says that it's aser. The takana was to launder the clothing on Thursday. V'leil shishi eino chamishi b'shabbos. Thursday night is Friday. It is not Thursday, so it cannot be done. Me'idoch, on the other hand, the Shalos Teshuvas Or L'Tzion, Rabban Tzion Abishol says, shemuter lasos chen, you can wash the clothing on Thursday night as well. Rav Scheinberg makes an interesting chiluk. He says, shebimos achoref, in the winter, shemaschilim l'sasek b'tzarech shabbos m'leil shishi, where Friday is very short, so people start Shabbos preparations on Thursday night, so also l'chabes b'leil shishi, then you can't wash the clothing on Thursday night, you want to be available for the other Shabbos needs. Mashenkin b'yemos hakayetz, which is not the case in the summer months, mutter l'chabes b'leil shishi, since then there's a long day on Friday, preparations for Shabbos are Friday, then you can do the laundry on Thursday night. Now, the question everyone is bothered by is the svara that the Mishnah Berurah brought down is he want you to be able to do other things at Tzarechi Shabbos and not spending your whole day washing clothing. That's in the olden days when they used to sit by the river or have a pail of water and they would sit there washing the clothing. But what about nowadays that we have washing machines? So, says note 26 in the second paragraph, Ulechabes biyom shishi b'mechunat kvisa, to wash the clothing on Friday in a washing machine. So kaso b'shal shivas or letzion sh'av sh'at tircha b'zeh mu'etes aser. Even though it is much less tircha to press a button on a washing machine, it is still forbidden to wash the clothing on Friday. Kevon she'tliyas hakvisa hi chelek me'akibus v'zu tircha merupa. Because he says even if the washing of the clothes is not a big deal, you just press a button. But hanging out the clothes to dry, that's a pain in the neck and that's a big tircha. Now, obviously, we're wondering about dryers, so we'll get to that in a moment. V'chein das Rav Scheinberg she'osa litlos b'yom shishi kvisa she'kosa b'yom chamishi. Rav Scheinberg says as well, even if you wash the clothing on Thursday, you can't hang it out to dry on Friday. Hanging out clothes to dry is a big tircha, and we don't want you spending time with it on Friday. Kevan she'atluya hi chelek meisig akibus, that's part of the isig akibus. Achein, however, mi she'yesh lo mechonat yavush, one who has a washer and dryer set, he was zochet to have both machines. So kotsa b'shalas and shuvas or letzion shemuter lo v'chabes uliyabesh b'mechona. It is mutter to wash and dry clothes on Friday. However, that is only the opinion of the Or Letzion. Me'idach, on the end, Rav Yoshev says she'aser l'chabes b'mechona b'yom shishi. You can't wash the clothing in the washing machine on Friday. Kevan she'ein l'chalek b'minog lo plug. We don't wash clothing on Friday. V'chein das Rav Nissen Karelet she'aser l'chabes b'mechona b'yom shishi. No washing machine on Friday. Elo shetamo eino mishum shelo plug betakana, but his reasoning is not because of a low plug. Elo mishum shekach haiso hatakana sheisek hakvisa yeb yom chamishi. That was a takana, like we said, that you should wash the clothing on Thursday. And therefore, even though the svar doesn't necessarily apply, the takana was to wash on Thursday, and therefore you have to wash on Thursday, not on Friday. V'hosevin, he adds on, shemishum kach osr l'chabes afilu bege katan echad. Even one small garment, you can't wash on Friday. V'chein d'asr Scheinberg, shelo l'chabes b'yom shishi b'mechonat kvisa. You can't use a washing machine on Friday either. V'das agonu shalom zamen erbach, shemitam acher yesh lahadev l'chaves b'yom chamishi. For a different reason, you should wash the clothing on Thursday. Kaven shebizmanenu ein regilus l'chaves l'tzarech shimush b'osu hayom. Nowadays, when we do laundry, it's not for that day or for the next day, it's for a few days. V'mechaves b'yom shishi, if you're going to do laundry on Friday, yechashvu shumeichim begodim mi'ere shabbos l'achar ha-shabbos. It might look like a lack of covered Shabbos. You're doing the laundry on Friday for Sunday and Monday, and therefore it's another svara. So many achronim say that there is an issue with doing laundry on Friday, even the washing machine. But there certainly is an opinion to rely on. It's a svari opinion, but it's the Ur Letzion that says that it's 100% fine. Ubigdei yulodim ketanim, small children's clothing, kegon b'nei chamesh v'sheish, a 5 or 6 year old's clothing. So the Ur Letzion says shemutel l'chapsim. Now he's the one who says that we're good to go with the washing machines anyway, but even if you don't have a washing machine, you're good to go with a child's clothing. The chain das and this in Karelet. Omi shenenas velokibes, one who has an ones, he didn't do the laundry earlier, the kavachayim writes, shemutel l'chabes b'er Shabbos. If a person forgot to do the laundry before, he can do it according to the kavachayim, who's also a svardi, on Erev Shabbos. V'chein l'mi she'ein begin mechubes l'Shabbos. If someone has nothing to wear, so there of Nisa Kirel it says, shemutel l'chabes v'er Shabbos. So there are certainly heterim to do the laundry on Friday. Let's see one more note. Note number 28 before we go weiter. U'l'inyan ha'she'elo im chove l'lbosh dafka begodim mechubasim. O she'dai b'levishas begodim nekiyim. In terms of the question, is there a chiyav to wear dafka clothing that was laundered, or is it enough to wear clothing that's clean? Does the dafka launder or just clean clothing? So huva b'shem ha-chazanish is brought down b'shem the chazanish sha'afilu k'shahayu Shabbos v'yomtov smuchim zel hazeh, even when there was Shabbos and Yomtov adjacent to each other. V'hayu b'godav nekiyim, and the chazanish's clothing were clean from one day to the next. Hayam makbid l'hachlifa mi-Shabbos l'yomtov v'lehepach b'begodav mechubasim dafka. The chazanish would change clothing from Shabbos to Yomtov, Yomtov to Shabbos, that each day he should have freshly laundered clothing. Obviously he held that it's a din in wearing freshly laundered clothing. Ubir agon of this in Kirelitz, sheyetochen shezu kavanas ha-mishabura, could be that's what the mishabura means when he says, b'meshekosev shelolelech b'cholok echad kama shabosos, that you shouldn't go with one garment many shabosos. V'sayim sham, but he ends off over there. And this in Karela, she yeshlomer shemashikosha shabbosos kavanos shavuos. It could be what the mishaburu means. It doesn't mean from Shabbos to Yom Tov, which is the next day. It could mean from week to week. However, achein b'shalshivas or letziyom kosav she'ein chiyav lilbosh dafka begadim mechubasim. You don't have to have dafka freshly laundered clothing for Shabbos. Eladai belevishas begadim nekiyim. It's enough to have clean clothing. V'chein das hagon Rav Scheinberg, that you don't have to have freshly laundered clothing. Just that your clothing should be designated for Shabbos and they should be clean. That is good enough. Now we go to the Ramah. When the Ramah, the second line on page 4, Nohogin lolush kidei shirchala babayas lasos mehem lechomim levtoa aleihem b'shabes v'yomtov. The minhag is to knead dough, the amount that is mechay of the mitzvah of challah, in the house in order to make special breads, to make hamotzi on, to make challah for Shabbos and Yontif. V'hu mikavod Shabbos v'yomtov ein l'shanos. That is covered Shabbos v'yomtov, and one should not change. One should make challah and have enough challah to do the mitzvah of challah for covered Shabbos v'yomtov. Yeisha kosvu shebemikzas mekomos nogu le'achol mulyasa. Some say that in some places the minhag is to eat mulyasa shekoren pashtida b'lel Shabbos zecher l'mon she'amachusa l'malo l'mata v'lo ra'isi l'ochosh l'zeh. Mulyasa, which is pashtida, is some kind of thing with dough on top, dough on the bottom, with meat in the middle, something that's covered on both sides with dough. So some bring down that there's a minhag to have that on Friday night, a commemoration of the mon that was covered top and bottom with dew. However, the Ramah ends off and says, "V'lo ra'isi lochosh l'zeh." I have not seen that we should be concerned with such a minhag. Now let's see the mishnevura l'gabi chala. We'll begin with Simon Sifkatan Vov. Kidei shir chala. Says the mishnevura, "Haynu milvad shalisha v'hafio hu michlal kovet Shabbos v'yontov." Besides the fact that the kneading and the baking is included in Shabbos v'yontov, k'moshim m'sayin l'basof, like the Ramah himself writes, "V'hu mikovet Shabbos v'yontov." Besides that, Od Yesh Bazet Tam, there's another reason to do this. And that is kidei l'kayim mitzvah challah. And that is like the Ramah is saying to me, l'kayim the mitzvah of taking challah. L'fi she'ibda es Adam HaRishon. Because Chaba was ma'abid Adam HaRishon, shaya chaloso shel olam sheniva be'er Shabbos. Adam HaRishon was called the challah of the world. He was created on Erev Shabbos. Chava caused him to sin, and therefore, as a way of a tikkun, so she should take challah and do the mitzvah of challah on Erev Shabbos. Now, a nafkamina between these two reasons, whether the making of the challah is just stam l'kavod Shabbos, or it's to be mechaper on the ibud of Adam HaRishon, would be if you can make the challah on Thursday night. If it's a kavod Shabbos, so Thursday night is Friday, that could be considered kavod Shabbos. But if it's in order to be mesakin for destroying Adam HaRishon, who was created on Yom Shishi, he was not created till the next day, not on Thursday night, and therefore it wouldn't be good. Another nafkamina would be Erev Yontif. For Kavod Shabbos and Yontif, so obviously it's Kavod Yontif. But the Gabe Adam HaRishon being knocked away, being Ma'abed, so that only happened on Friday, it didn't happen on Erev Yontif. So there'll be two Nafkaminas, Lafi, these reasons. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, V'ayim Ba'achronim, look in the Achronim, Da'afilu Hanohogim Le'achol Pas Palter She'eno Yehudi B'chol. Even those who have the minhag to eat Pas Palter, the bread of a baker, of a non-Jew, kosher bread from a bakery, but not baked by a yid, so they have a minhag to have it during the week. Mikomokom b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov nochon lizar shelo lechol ki in pas Yisrael. But it's appropriate on Shabbos and Yom Tov to be careful to only eat pas Yisrael. Mipnei kovod haShabbos v'Yom Tov, because of kovod Shabbos and Yom Tov, even those who are not makbid on pas Yisrael should be makbid on pas Yisrael for Shabbos and Yom Tov. Uposhet, and it is obvious. The imhu onus, if he is in the case of an onus she'ein lo amal lo kadesh, he has no bread to make kiddush on or to make hamotzi on, kiim al pashel einam yehudim, except for kosher bread baked by a non-Jewish bakery, kemoshe motzri la anshe chay lo ivrim, like happens by soldiers many times, yachal le kadesh alav avada, he can do it, it's only an inyan. And if you don't have it, you don't have it, but it's l'chadchila that one should be ma'apun on pas Yisrael on Shabbos. Then we said in the Ramah that there's an inyan to have the pashtida that's covered top and bottom with dough, zecher of the mon that was covered top and bottom with dew. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sevkatan zayin shoyo mechusa l'malo ulamata, betal, it was covered on top and bottom with dew, v'av zem mechusa abosad bein dapei ha'isa, so to over here the meat is covered by the sheets of the puff pastry dough. V'lo ra'isi, the Ramah ended up and said, V'lo ra'isi lochosh hazah, I have not seen to be concerned with this, says the Mishnah Berurah, u'b'mekom hoseinu ha'minog la'ochlan. In our places, says the Chafetz Chaim, the minog is to eat it. Now we're going to see a couple of interesting bir halachos over here. Number one is, divrei maskil v'hu mikavod haShabbos, this is going on the making of challah, that is kavod Shabbos. Says the bir halacha, v'yesh lazeh remez b'kasa, there's actually a hint in the pasuk that one should bake challah on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos, v'hoya b'yom ha'shishi echinu ezra asher yaviyu, eisa asher tofu eifu. So you see the pasuk when it's talking about the mon, talks about them baking. That's a remez in the Torah to bake challah for Shabbos. Mashma diyesh lefos bi Erev Shabbos l'hochim l'shabbos. It's mashma from that pasuk that there's an inyan in baking bread on Erev Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. Gam bizman ha'gemara hoya minog kavul hazeh, even in the times of the Gemara there was a set minog to bake challah for Shabbos. Kemo shehevi ha'magen avram, like the magen avram bring down. Ubavanusenu harabim, and our great averos hayom, nowadays hischilu ezenoshim, some women have started lahashbis haminogahu, to put to rest this minog, velochem minaofa, and they buy bakery challah, velav shapir avdi, they're not doing good, demaktinin bazek kavod haShabbos, they are taking away from kavod Shabbos. Now there is a very important note that we must read in the back of the sefer on page 2, in the middle of the page, note number 34. So in note 34 he writes, V'davka bizmanom, this that the Chofetz Chaim saying, that bizmanenu, in our great Averos, is davka in his days, shehoyu ofen b'mafia lechem l'shabbos kemol yom chol, where the bakeries, when they were making the bread for Shabbos, it was regular bread they make during the week, they make the same bread for Shabbos. Aval bizmanenu, but nowadays, shehofen chalos miuchalos l'shabbos, they're making a braided challah, it's a special challah l'kavod Shabbos, there the Orlo Tzion writes, she'ein zem mechaser b'kavod haShabbos. So buying bakery challah, special challah, not regular bread you buy during the week, it's special challah made for Shabbos, that would not be a lacking in kavod Shabbos, and you can buy bakery challah nowadays. V'das Rav Yosher says, Shamis aneg michala shala ofer yoser miasher michalas beitit, one who enjoys bakery challah more than home-baked challah, rashai lika challah min ofer, he is allowed to buy bread from a bakery only if his wife is the one who doesn't like it. If he doesn't like it, it might not be a chisaron and kavod Shabbos, it'll still be a chisaron and shalom bayis. So this is referring to the wife. If the wife and the husband's maskim, after the wife says it many times, that the wife really likes the bakery challah better than her own challah, so einu mechaser bekaba kavod Shabbos. So if the wife really wants to buy the bakery challah, and the husband finally says, okay, we could get it, so that would not be a lacking in kavod Shabbos. Kevan she is sod haminag lolosh challahs babayas sukadei lakayim bekachas mitzvahs onek Shabbos. The whole point of baking challahs for onek Shabbos. But if it's not geshmak, and the bakery has such a geshmak of challah, it certainly would be okay, according to Rav Yoshev as well. We'll see one last bir halacha, the last one on the page. We said we had the pashtida with the dough in the middle, the meat in the middle, the dough on the top and the bottom, zechel amon, that was in the middle between the dough. Says the bir halacha, l'chora minag zeh tamuel rabim. L'chora, this minag is a wonder. The ma'ro'u lasos b'shabes zikaron lamon shelo yorad bo klal. What's the idea to make a zikaron for a mon on Shabbos when the mon didn't fall on Shabbos? I would add, Bishlama, the fact that we have Lecha Mishnah, the Lecha Mishnah fell before Shabbos as the mon, a double portion, in order to have for Shabbos. But the fact that it was covered with dew on top and dew on the bottom was a dinin during the week, that was the mon. So why are we having a commemoration for that, but dafka on Shabbos when the mon didn't fall? The Atos is a perek Arei Psochem Kosu. Tosas and Psochem writes, the Mishum Shilo Yorad Hamon Yesh Laso Zecher Lo. That Hagufa, because there was no mon falling on Shabbos, so we make a commemoration on Shabbos for that reason. Because we don't have mon, so we want to make a commemoration for the mon on Shabbos. V'udach, the Chavos Chai doesn't like that answer. That's pushing it. Gam lefi zeh, because even according to Tosos, hoya lehem lasos pashtida gam b'yomtov. Then the pashtida should have been a minag on Yom Tov also, because it was also lacking of mon on Yom Tov. It also fell before Yom Tov for Yom Tov. Maybe it was on Yom Tov. There's a beautiful diuk in the Ramah that it's not true. If you look in the Ramah, when it comes to baking the bread and taking the challah, there the Ramah wrote Shabbos and Yom Tov. When it comes to the pashtida, the Ramah there writes only Leil Shabbos. Mashma dafka kamar. It's mashma that it's dafka a din of on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. And therefore, if the svara is like Tosa says, because the Monday to fall on Shabbos, therefore we dafka have a commemoration, so the Yom Tov should be the same thing. Says the Bi'alacha, Umanimritsu Imre Yosher Shela Taras Chaim. How wonderful are the words, the straight words of the Taras Chaim, Shekoso Tam Hogun Lazeh, that he gave a beautiful reason for this. And that is as follows. Lefida Shabbos Bereshus Hudugma Shabbos Shalasa Lov, like we mentioned yesterday, that Shabbos Bereshus, meaning our weekly Shabbos, is a comparison to Shabbos in the future, Shu Yom Shekulo Shabbos. We know Shabbos Me'ein Olam Haba, it's a dugma of what's going to be in the future. Olam Haba is going to be a Yom Shekulo Shabbos. V'lochein Anu Osim Kamadvarim B'Shabbos Zeh Dugma. So therefore we do certain things on our Shabbos nowadays as a dugma of what's going to be Lasa Lovo. Hainu le'echov basar v'dogim. One is to eat meat and fish. Neged su'uda shor habar v'levyosim. Keneged the shor habar v'levyosim that we're going to have lasad lovo. Mekachin al hayayin neged hayayin ha'meshumer ba'anovim v'tzadigin lasad lovo. And we make kiddush on wine. That's keneged the wine that is guarded in the grapes for tzadigin lasad lovo. Ukfar amru chazal da'al shem zen nikra shechokim shebo shochakim man v'tzadigin lasad lovo. It's called shechokim because it comes down mon for the tzaddikim lasad lavo lekach shapir yesh lasos b'shabes zecher lamonahu, and therefore the same way that lasad lavo mon is going to come down for the tzaddikim. Therefore, since the Yom Shekulo Shabbos has mon, so therefore the Shabbos now is commemorating, or it's not commemorating the old mon, it's keneged the future mon that we have lasad lavo Yom Shekulo Shabbos, and therefore there is an inyan to have a commemoration for the mon on Shabbos. We will stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem will begin Siman Reish Mem Gimel tomorrow.